Of course, is Jim Sunderworth, who is right here on the Treasure Coast of Florida, a dear friend of the Kingdom of God. What a blessing Jim and his wife have been to the body of Christ, and coming to us from Morningside Church in Port St. Lucie, a great ministry and one of our business and ministry sponsors or partners right here with WCNO in Palm City. Jim, thank you so much for your walk with God and for your ministry. Actually played your song two times, because in my search, yours popped right up. So that was absolutely great. And, of course, we all love and appreciate the anointing and call of God on your life. Well, this is Prayer and Share. Mm-hmm. And so I suppose we could, maybe we could jump up and down a little bit. I'm not sure we'd get off the ground, but we could attempt that this morning. But inside of us, we have an absolute constant a strong awareness that God is on the move and that God is at work. We started Prayer and Share with that awareness, and we have a big wave on the window, and it's not a hand waving, it is a sea wave, and there's a itty bitty little guy that, well, from my perspective, isn't real smart, but he's on a surfboard under this massive wave. And he's out there to catch that wave. And I believe that God wants each one of us to find that place of call, find that place of gifting, anointing in our life. And that is the wave of the Spirit in our life. And then let that move us. So we're confident today that God has established this ministry 35 years ago. Wednesday was that birthday, and many of you joined us in that. And we're confident that God is going to continue this ministry. And we are well on our way. We are almost finished, not quite finished, but we do need everyone to rally together. Right now we are at 186,652, getting close to $190,000. So we start the morning there, 186,652. 16. We don't want to miss the 16. Someone sent in a check with 16 cents on it. So that's no small thing. I don't know how we ended up with 16 cents on that check, but there's got to be a story to it. Maybe the family that sent that in, maybe they'll call us and let us know how we ended up with 16 cents. But however that happened, we thank God for that, because really I think there's a message in that. That the dollars are made up of pennies. And, you know, the Lord made a big deal out of the lady who brought her couple mites in and dropped them in the offering. Now, I understand that this container was a box that was secure that had this mouth on it, sort of like a trumpet, probably made of brass. And so if you brought two coins, it may have just made a little clink, clink, you know, a little clink, clink. But there were some that came perhaps with pockets full or bags full of coins. I almost said dollars, but you probably wouldn't have heard those, but they had coins. And so some came, the wealthy came, and different people came. They were drawing in what they had. And Jesus said to the disciples, I want you to take note of this. So I think we're just going to pause for a moment this morning and take note of the fact that it's the size of the love of God in your heart for God that really matters. It's not whether you have a dollar or you have $10 or $100 or $1,000, even though we need all of those gifts. We need small gifts. We need large gifts. We need every gift in order for this work to continue, because God uses all of his people to be a part. But it really is the size of recognition of what God has done in your life and your desire to give to God out of God's blessing to you. And so Jesus would say of that lady that she gave more than everyone else because she gave all that she had. She knew something. She knew that even when she gave all that she had, that was just the beginning of God giving all that he had. What a deal. What a deal. Mm. I thought about the rich young ruler over these last 2 weeks, and I just didn't really know whether I should make mention of it. But I thought about the fact that that rich young ruler, he had plenty of resources in this world. But do you know today that he doesn't have one of those gold coins today? Wherever he ended up, I trust the day came that he came back and he ended up selling all and following. No, God doesn't ask us to sell everything to follow him, but he does ask us to follow him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And so if you do that, you will most certainly have the favor of God in your life. But as we come to you this morning, this is the time we are coming to take an offering. We're not asking for your tithe. Your tithe should go to the local church where you attend and you're a part. But we are asking for you to make an investment today, make a mission investment, a missional investment into the kingdom. We are at God. Come alongside of us. Will you be a partner with us? Will you give to keep this ministry strong? Will you, as a first-time caller, make that call today and let us know what God has put on your heart? Are you able to give $5 a month or maybe $50 a month? Someone may be able to give $500 a month. What is God putting on your heart to give? Today is the last day of prayer and share, as far as I know. We are right now a little less than $40,000, $38,000 and change to raise to fully meet our operational budget for the next 6 months. And so if you look at this and you think about this reality, we are 1 month of listener support is $37,500. So we're basically down to raising the listener support for the last month. That's where we are. Will you come alongside of us and help us today bring in the funding for this last month? This would be for September, the month of September. October will be the next prayer and share, the next fundraiser. And so 1 month of listener support is $37,500. We are at $38,347. So very, very close, just about 1 month. So you think about it, we already have raised five of the 6 months. So we're down to the last lap, really, on the course. And you could give $26, and that would cover 1/2 hour of listener support. You could give that one time, and that would be a blessing. That would take 1 hour off of that time that's remaining. Or you may say, I could give $26 every month for the next 6 months. That would take care of 3 hours of time. But whatever you're able to give, we are going to need many who are able to give that $5 a month. That's $5 a month. That turns out to be $30, and that would cover 1/2 hour of time. Some would be able to make maybe a 1 hour contribution. That's $52, and some of you are able to cover 1 day. As a business owner, or as a, I'm going to call you a king or a priest, someone that God has blessed with leadership, with resources. And I want to thank all of you who have given. And I know that we have a number of single moms that give to this ministry. We have a number of single men who give to this ministry. And we have many, many widows and widowers that give to this ministry. We've had many give with memorial gifts, Karen, and that has been a blessing. And so we thank God for all of those gifts. And together, we're going to provide what's needed for this ministry to have all of its operational cost covered for the next 6 months. So your call is really important. So David, let's get the phone numbers out. Right now, we're going to officially open up the phones and say, let's see what God is going to do today.
All right. Those phones are opening up. You can hear the...
There they are.
And anyway, 772-221-1100 is the number to call. 772-221-1100.
Now, we're going to be giving that number out a lot today because somebody might get in their car, be in their car for 10 minutes. And so we want to be able to let everyone know through the day exactly where we are and exactly what our needs are, because I believe that's important. The scripture says to make your requests known before God. And so we're going to make our requests known before God today. And so Leslie has already called in. The first, she has, she made a call early this morning. Leslie, thank you so much. And we know it's busy in the morning. And so Leslie is making a $40 donation first thing this morning. Again, the phone number, 772-221-1100. We are looking to see our phones busy to keep David and Karen busy, me busy, as well as Sherry today, as you give what the Lord has put in your heart. Leslie says she and her son listen every day. God bless you. I don't know what her son's name is, but Leslie from Port St. Lucie, thank you so very much for that $40 contribution. And of course, that $40 is going to help a lot. That's more than a half hour, not quite a full hour of listener support, but close to it. And so that's going to be a great blessing. Now, let me tell you this part that will assist in getting us where we need to go. We still have $5,000 that is coming from Jim Roy Higgins III, who is the president of Palm Beach Ironworks. We have $5,000 that is available to match this morning. And so give us a call. I believe we can match this up by lunchtime, and it would be great if we matched it in the next hour, but we're giving it right up until lunchtime, $5,000. So Leslie, your donation is going to be matched up. That's going to release $80 into our income for the day. And so we are looking for your donation, 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. We're going to go to a song in just a minute, but first I want David to explain the difference between a pledge and a donation.
Well, First of all, a donation is when you call in and use a bank card or you come by with cash. So the